in the pursuit of learning. Every day something is acquired. In the pursuit of the Tao, every day something is dropped. Let's just take that and look at it deeply, and then we will move on. What is your pursuit in living? What is it that you are doing each day of your life? What have you been doing for all these years? What are you pursuing? Happiness, comfort, security, acknowledgement of you, gratification, adoration? What is it that you are actually seeking within yourself compared to what you are trying to achieve within yourself? And that within is typically something that we do that aggrandizes my ego. So if we are honest, our pursuit in our everyday life that can hardly be dropped because it seems so important and pertinent to us is that of achieving affection. But I know there are many other things connected to that, as I have talked to people in session work for so long. They are looking for something to relieve their conscience, as they would put it. They know what they've done. They know how they've been. As the chemicals in our body start to relent due to deterioration of the body, we start to truly realize what is going on within us. We're not the same person anymore because we were made up of chemicals. We were biology. Greg was the biology of the Penn clan. Not a very bright group, but he was that. And so he lived by the traits of his humanness, trying to get them to pursue what his heart was longing for. As he went on in his life, from his childhood to his teens, he realized something was hammering in him. Something was going on. Something important was trying to happen within him. And seeing the futility of his parents and his friends and how flaky they all were, they love you one moment, hate you the next. As he learned to understand that that's the way people are, he started searching, seeking, questing. Now, I am sure that as you listen to this, you think, well, I never did that. Well, that's okay. You are doing it now a little bit. There is something that is making you consider some suspicion about the way you have lived your life. And as one of my beautiful students said, it is so much better to see over the hill as your testosterone and dopamine and serotonins and the oxytocins of the brain start to diminish due to old age. And you start to realize, oh my, there was so much more here than what I ever imagined could be possible. As you are losing it intellectually, physically, biologically, you are gaining it spiritually. When a person starts searching, seeking, and questing for a meaning that exceeds their human traits, their human desires. They have entered into a nobleness of living that is incredibly important. You are seeking the way. In the pursuit of the Tao, every day something is dropped. You must see it that way. Instead of trying to gain understanding of the Tao, to gain understanding of what I am speaking of, you must be willing to lose those traits, those genetic traits that keep you in the melee of your ego and your human vanity and pride. I've had many people come and go in my career. Legions of people. People I've been with in past lives. They did not recognize me. They did not see what I had come to be for them. And they left. Looking for something better. Always looking for something better. Something easier. As one of my students likes to call it, easy peasy. But this is a betrayal of your nature, your authentic nature as love, as a spiritual being, as a transcending being. And to give this up, to give this effort, this practice up for the sake of just dying in your complacency is truly the greatest sin a person can make in their life and is the cause of birth and death and birth and death over and over and over again. There's a tremendous story, and I've used it many times. And you can tell if you have made progress in yourself after hearing these stories for many years and then finally realizing the truth of them. Realizing, oh, there's another side to this story. There's another side again and again to this story. It does apply to me. When we're young, these stories are just stories. Then as we go on, they become the origins of our our hypocrisy. But when they become real is when you can hear them by dropping everything that has kept you from awareness. I don't care if you understand them. I care that you are aware of them. A man was searching for God for thousands of lifetimes. Sometimes he was far away, sometimes he was close. When he recognized it for a moment in someone, he would rush towards them, and by the time he got there, they were further away from him. This went on and on. He would see someone who was awakened, go towards them, but in his effort, his energy just pushed them away, further away, because he was not ready to be awakened. He was not ready for the insight, the blessing. This went on and on for hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes. But finally, one day, after many lifetimes of striving and failing, he realized that he was in pursuit, not a real seeker. He was trying to get something for his efforts. If I am trying to get something for my effort to awaken, then I cannot be considered a person of awakening, of spirituality, of transformational work. I am failing myself. But one day, it finally happened. He arrived at the door, at the house, and on the door was a sign, "This is the house where God lives." Not the God of his imagination, but where God lives. Before he knocked on the door, he became worried. The ego took over. He was very troubled, trembling. He is standing there just about to knock on the door, and suddenly he saw in a flash, if I knock on that door and God answers that door, then what? Then everything is finished in my life. My irony will become true. My journeys, my pilgrimages, my adventures, my philosophy, my beliefs, all the things I've wanted all my life will be finished. It will be like suicide if I knock on that door, because if he answers that door, everything that I've deluded myself to believe will be gone. So at this point, the man removed his shoes. Not out of reverence, because he didn't want to make a sound. He took his shoes off and back down the stairs. He didn't want to create a noise. By the time he got down to the last step, he didn't look back. He didn't want to know if someone heard him. And he ran back, running back into thousands more years of birth and death, because he was too afraid to knock on that door and have everything that he believed in diminish, become what they really are, illusions and delusions. The man was sitting at a tea house and he said, "I'm still pursuing God. I know where he lives, but I have to avoid that place. I enjoy my pursuits more than I would seeking, searching, questing. I avoid that house. Though it haunts me, I avoid it." This is the way we are. All of us have been. We live in a certain irony that we don't want to acknowledge. You don't want to give up anything. You want to pursue entertainment, obsession, compulsion. You want to pursue being occupied. And you're always looking for something new and better. You have not established yourself really as a seeker. You're more a pursuer. And as you pursue these things that you think will make you happy, you will find that as you do, they might for a little while, but everything changes. We live in impermanence. And in living in this impermanence, we miss the meaning of our own life. We miss what it is to find the blessed in us. You have to ask yourself, have I realized the blessed in me? And it isn't a me. Greg is incapable of finding that blessed place. It must be that. Not the man, not his desires, but that which cannot be explained, which cannot be logified, as I like to call it, that which is beyond the grips of logical mind. Not many people know this place within themselves, because chemicals, biology, psychology overwhelms them. just listening to this discourse. You are listening to it out of your psychology. All of your biology has come together. You are looking for that magic phrase that would make you ultimately right, self-righteous, right, happy. You are looking for things that do not exist in these teachings that I am offering you. Maybe he's right, your mind is saying. Maybe he's wrong, your mind is saying. Then you have to weigh why you sustain even listening to these discourses. You do it because you have hope. You are not pursuing a teaching here that can help you become happier or a better person. You must seek. And that seeking comes in being willing to throw out anything and everything for the sake of your own awakening. Sincerity is lost on the insincere. And if you really understand what I just said, you will never be confused again. Your mercy must exceed your mischief. So, in every day, find a way to drop some inclination you have, some trait you might have, whereby you would be sustaining your ego, sustaining a willful point of view. Place yourself in a position where maybe you could actually forgive. Actually come to a place of loving care and forgiveness. This is where mercy begins, in forgiveness. Seek it with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. Forgive. Forgive yourself. And realize most of your life has been lived in the know not what I do mentality. It's okay. You're in good company. We've all done this. But that's not the point, letting yourself off the hook. It is about transcending the hook. Seeing the futility of hating yourself for the inhumaneness of your humanity. And rather than condemning yourself and taking sides and saying, well, I hate that part of myself. No, no, no. Understand, it's a condition. It's simply a condition that you have endured all of your life for the sake of gaining some adoration or affection that you think is necessary to sustain the ego. So, every day, just watch. See the things you need to drop. See the things you need to let go of. See and recognize, maybe every day, one little sliver of maybe restitution for something you have done that you know was careless. Just let it be. From the Tao, we're going to meditate together. In keeping the spirit and soul together, you can maintain a perfect harmony, so says Tuangsa. This perfect harmony is what our lives are all about. I want to meditate with you. I want you to work with me on this. This is one of my very most powerful moments in my own meditation. I know not what I do. Forgive me. I know not what I do. let this be your meditation.